Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news, two homes caught fire in a North Raleigh neighborhood. Just ahead, what we're learning from firefighters on the scene.
And it's another chilly start, but a very warm day ahead. As a matter of fact, we could see our first 80-degree days of the year this week.
Plus, people in a Durham community are frustrated after a 5-year-old and 16-year-old were hurt in a drive-by shooting. You'll hear from people in the neighborhood who say violence like this is not new.
And NC State is off to a good start as it tries to make a run in the ACC tournament. The Wolfpack is moving on to the second round tonight after a win over Louisville. Got them, you got Duke, you got UNC. So many people excited for March Madness that's unfolding right now. And of course, Casey Hintz will be covering that in sports. But first, we want to say good morning and thanks for joining us. I'm Chris Lovingood.
And I'm Renee Chu. We're certainly rooting for a winning streak for all our local teams in the tournament. We've got a beautiful weather streak going on right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with another day in the 70s.
A great day to spend some time outside. It was such a pretty day. There were so many people running around my neighborhood yesterday. I'm sure there are a lot of people out enjoying the lawn at Fenton as well. 48 is our current temperature, and our wind continues to come out of the west-southwest, which will keep warming things up for us. Now, 48 degrees is a little bit on the cool side, but yesterday our temperatures were as much as 5 to 10 degrees cooler than this morning. Our skies are clear, so we have the top of the tower lit in blue to signify the clear skies. It is 36 in Roxborough and 39 in South Hill. Most of us are seeing temperatures in the 40s. It's 42 in Clinton and Rocky Mount, 48 in Durham, and 41 in Southern Pines. We may dip into the upper 30s in a few more spots, but in some places, temperatures are anywhere from 5 to 12 degrees warmer than this time yesterday. Still, 40s is pretty cool. It will be a fast warm-up, almost 70 degrees at lunchtime, and we climb into the upper 70s for highs this afternoon with lots of sunshine, low humidity, light wind, just a perfect day. But we're in the 80s for the next few days. I'll show you how close that is to record highs coming up. Brett.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Looking forward to that. Let's take a look at traffic. It is Wednesday 6:01. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Trader this morning. And most of our major routes are in the clear right now, but we are monitoring some breaking news over off of I-540 at Six Forks Road. Reported tractor trailer crash is possibly blocking two lanes at this point. We're working to get some more information on if it's still out there, how close crews are to clearing that right now. But if, as you see, I got green in both directions on our sensors at this point. Of course, there's not a lot of traffic on 540 here at the 6 a.m. hour. Once you get to Falls of Neuse Road, we definitely are in the clear. That's our closest camera that we're able to see at this point. But as soon as we get some more information on that, we'll keep you updated. Over in the Durham area, we are delay-free across the board on all of our major routes.
All right, thanks, Brett. Breaking news, firefighters are on the scene of a massive house fire that happened in North Raleigh, where flames were shooting through the roof. This fire broke out a little after 3 o'clock on Carnes Place. That's not far from Falls of Neuse and Wake Forest. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from that scene right now. Kelsey, I was out there. The fire was so intense, I actually felt the heat across the street. What does the scene look like right now?
Chris, and right now you can still just smell the smoke in the air, but fire crews have been able to contain the fire. Just in the past 30 minutes, the Red Cross has arrived to help the families that have been misplaced. I spoke with the homeowner within the last 30 minutes. She says that everyone is okay, but take a look at this video of the flames engulfing this home around 3:30 this morning. I spoke with the fire chief here on the scene. He says that a fire broke out at two homes. One home had fire through the roof, which you should be able to see on your screen, and the other had a smaller fire on the side of the house. So there's still at least about 8 fire trucks that are on the scene, and the chief says that they should be leaving here within the next 30 minutes to an hour. We're still working to get an update on what caused the fire. It's still under investigation. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh. Breaking news out of Cumberland County. A person is dead after a car crash. This happened just after 11, right outside Fayetteville, near the intersection of Camden Road and Natal Street. State Highway Patrol says the driver of a yellow Dodge Charger you see there hit a Kia, causing it to flip onto its roof. The driver of the Kia was killed. Troopers say the driver of the Charger was impaired and speed was a factor as well.
This morning, a 5-year-old and 16-year-old are recovering after they were shot in Durham. Police are still looking for the persons they say who drove by and shot them. This happened just before 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon on Dearborn Drive. Police spent hours on the scene investigating. And WRAL's Monica Casey has been staying on top of this story. She joins us now from the Durham Police Department Live. Monica, I mean, this is something that no parent would want to have happen.
Yeah, Chris, such a sad situation. Durham police data as of last Saturday showed three people under the age of 18 had been shot in Durham so far this year. Now, with yesterday's shooting, we know that number is up to at least five juveniles shot in Durham in 2024. Now, that shooting yesterday afternoon happened at Oxford Manor. That's a Durham Housing Authority complex just north of downtown. The five-year-old girl and 16-year-old boy had non-life-threatening injuries. People who live there tell us violence often happens in that neighborhood. Now, investigators were on scene there for hours, marking multiple shell casings up and down Dearborn Drive. Police say the bullets came from a passing vehicle, meaning this is being investigated as a drive-by shooting. As of now, no arrests have been made. In Durham, Monica Casey, WREL News.
Thank you, Monica. And kids are suffering because of gun violence in North Carolina, as that last story attested to. Our new WREL documentary looks into why this is happening. WREL investigative documentary reporter Kristen Severance produced and hosts the documentary, Unsafe, North Carolina Kids Dying from Gun Violence. You can watch our documentary, Unsafe, North Carolina Kids Dying from Gun Violence, tonight at 7:30 on WREL or at WRELdoc.com.
This morning, Cary police are searching for two men who robbed a man at gunpoint and stole his truck. Police say a man was attacked while he was sitting in his truck and then dragged out, and his truck was stolen. Officers say it happened at an apartment community on Green Landing Drive. Around 11 last night, police found the abandoned truck on West Fallon Drive in Cary. The man who was robbed is expected to be okay.
A man and woman are in custody after police say they broke into an apartment and then led police on a high-speed chase. The apartments on Hillgrove Lane and Garner is where this happened. The chase began on White Oak Road. The suspects sped more than 100 miles per hour during the chase, and it ended when the two jumped from the vehicle and ran away on I-40. That was near the South Saunders Street exit in Raleigh. Police say that someone was assaulted during the break-in, and they also say the victims and the suspects all know each other. WREL is working to learn the identities of the two people involved and the charges they'll face.
Happening today, the woman suspected of animal cruelty after more than 200 dogs were rescued from a puppy mill in Chatham County is expected in court. Alicia Culberson faces 10 counts of animal cruelty. 214 dogs were rescued from deplorable conditions at a property on Bear Creek. Some of the dogs were already dead when investigators got to the scene. Deputies found animals suffering from starvation, dehydration, malnutrition, and other health concerns. We reported some of the dogs are in the care of the Chatham County Sheriff's Office. 85 others are ready for adoption from a rescue based in Nashville, Tennessee.
Starting today, you can renew your driver's license and do other DMV business at the grocery store. New self-serve DMV kiosks will be available at three Harris Teeter stores in the state. That includes the one on Briar Creek in Raleigh, Highland Center on Rayford Road, and Fayetteville as well. This is video of similar kiosks already in place in California. Now, at those kiosks, you'll be able to renew your driver's license or your state ID, print temporary identification certificates, and more. You'll even be able to register to vote. More kiosks could be coming at other locations across the state.
More passionate remarks in the Raleigh City Council meeting as dozens demand the city adopt a ceasefire resolution for Gaza. Some speakers during last night's meeting had to be reminded about their conduct.
We want liberation from this council, from its mayor. We want liberation from your facade of peace. Raleigh will be free. Palestine will
Thank
be free.
You.
And we will remember this in the election.
Your time is up. If that's going to be the behavior tonight, we're going to end the meeting right now.
Speakers expressed disappointment in the council, while others hurled insults. The council has not yet passed a ceasefire resolution. The next meeting is on March 19th. Now, coming up in 10 minutes, we'll hear from a local doctor who just spent 5 weeks in southern Gaza helping those wounded in the war.
Today, we'll learn how the state is dealing with respiratory illnesses. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services will release new data on COVID, flu, and RSV cases in the state. Last week marked 6 weeks in a row of declines in these cases. As of last week, the state has seen 281 flu-related deaths this season. It increased by 15 from the week before.
Today, NC State looks to keep its season alive in the second round of the ACC tournament. They'll tip off with Syracuse at 7 tonight at Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. NC State accomplished what it needed to on Tuesday. The Wolfpack heated up after a sluggish start and beat Louisville 94-85. Notre Dame and Boston College also advanced with wins yesterday. WRL's Casey Hintz is in D.C. for the ACC tournament. She'll have an in-depth breakdown of NC State's game in our next half hour.
Coming up, a 13-year-old injured in a Gaza airstrike, getting medical care in South Carolina. How he was able to get the help he needs and see the warm welcome he received.
And Chris, this is new video of a University of Missouri student who hasn't been seen since last Friday while on a spring break trip. Well, coming up, what we know about 22-year-old Riley Strains last night in Nashville, Tennessee, before he disappeared. Elizabeth, this weather we're experiencing is going to make me feel like I'm back home in the Virgin Islands.
It's so beautiful. Low humidity, lots of sunshine. And yesterday, we hit temperatures in the mid-70s. Looking at upper 70s today and 80s Thursday and Friday. But we'll wrap up Friday with a chance of a storm. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's a cool start out there this morning. Our temperatures are anywhere from the upper 30s to low and mid 40s this morning. So you'll see kids at the bus stop most likely in a jacket, but it's definitely going to be a day for layers because temperatures will be a little bit warmer than they were yesterday. Yesterday we hit 45. Yesterday we hit 75. Today looking at 78 degrees and just beautiful with all that sunshine and low humidity. We will see another couple of very warm days hitting 80 degrees most likely for Thursday and Friday. And those will be the first 80 degree days that we will have seen this year. If you're out walking the dog this morning, it's cool to start with, but we'll see a fast warm up by lunchtime. Our temperatures will be up near 70 degrees. We still have the potential for a few isolated showers or storms on Friday. I'll walk you through what we're expecting coming up.
All right, taking a look at traffic. We do have some breaking news on 540 eastbound at Six Forks Road. That is an earlier crash that involves a tractor trailer. We actually have Sky 5 live over the scene right now. Let's take a look at this. And we can show you a little bit of what is happening there. You can see plenty of flashing lights. It's right there on one of the on-ramps at Six Forks Road and 540. And you can see plenty of crews there working to clear that tractor trailer. A couple of rotator trucks as well as they are working as quickly as possible. Looks like that tractor trailer may have hit a guardrail. We're working to find out if any other cars were involved, if any injuries were involved on that particular crash. And we'll let you know as soon as that clears and if that's going to impact the rest of the traffic commute this morning, but right now I'm not seeing any big delays on the sensors because of that crash, but we'll continue to monitor and keep you updated. Another crash to tell you about is a serious one off of Old Falls of Neuse Road near Durham Road. Seeing a little bit of red on the sensors on that one. I'll keep an eye on it as well, Renee.
Brett, thank you. The judge presiding over former President Trump's Georgia election subversion case says he is on track to make a decision about whether to disqualify District Attorney Fani Willis this week. Willis is the DA for Fulton County, Georgia. She could be disqualified over a conflict of interest. This comes after she was romantically involved with the special prosecutor in Trump's case, Nathan Wade. We will keep you updated as this case develops.
New information this morning in the disappearance of a University of Missouri student. 22-year-old Riley Strain was in Nashville, Tennessee on a spring break trip with members of his fraternity. WRL's Ken Smith is here with a look at new video of Strain's last known whereabouts. Show us that video, Ken.
Yeah, because this video is difficult to watch, first off, especially for Riley Strain's mother, who is in Nashville, desperate to find her son. Well, take a look at the video captured by a surveillance camera from a smoke shop on Church Street there in Nashville. Police also have security video of Strain on other streets, seemingly stumbling and having difficulty walking. At some point, it looks like he's trying to interact with other people walking nearby. Police say Strain hasn't been seen since last Friday night when he was kicked out of a downtown Nashville bar. Now, the employee who works at the smoke shop where this video was taken is heartbroken. He didn't do more to help Strain.
His mother was here. She asked me, she was crying. She asked me about him, if I seen him. I told her I seen him outside walking that way, but I didn't see him after that. I was crying. I was crying when I seen her. After she left, I was crying for her.
Well, a live 360 tracker on his phone pinged Strain's last known location at an intersection not far from that smoke shop. The search continues, of course, including along the bank of the nearby Cumberland River. Strain is a member of the Delta Chi fraternity at Mizzou, the chapter president issuing a statement saying finding Riley is a top priority. We'll keep monitoring this story for any new developments. Monet.
We'll see if more clues emerge. Ken, thank you. A 13-year-old boy from Gaza is getting surgery in South Carolina for a broken leg. Officials say he fractured his leg during an Israeli airstrike back in December. He was greeted with cheers and applause. People were waving Palestinian flags as he arrived with his brother at the Greenville Spartanburg Airport. His treatment is being paid for by the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund. It's a U.S.-based organization that provides medical aid to children without access to care. The PGA Tour's Players Championships will be live here on WRAL this weekend. You can watch Golf's Best play Saturday at 2 and Sunday at 1. This morning on Today, NBC's Mike Tirico and pro golfer Justin Thomas are live from the TPC Sawgrass Course in Florida. Today airs at 7 right here on WRAL.
And say, well, if you wanted to practice your golf swing at all, today is probably the day to get out and do it. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner getting you a start of your day. I don't know if you're going to hit the links. What's the best time to go outside, Elizabeth?
Right now. No, just kidding. Anytime today. Our temperatures are on the cool side this morning, but gosh, we're going to climb into the upper 70s for highs this afternoon. We take a live look at Goldsboro, where it is clear this morning. Apex 2, typically, you know, this time of day, there are already people out running, walking, enjoying downtown Apex. Fayetteville, our news room there on Hay Street and then Chapel Hills, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Let's jump on in and talk about what is headed our way for the weekend. We've been talking about that for the last couple of days. Two systems that we're watching closely. One of those is going to be developing here over the Rockies, but it really hasn't started to can't really see much of it just yet. The cold front will develop and slide eastward and move across our area during the evening on Friday. But our conditions are looking drier and drier. We still have the potential for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. The timing would be late afternoon into the evening. But we're trending drier, and at this point, it doesn't look like we would have severe storms out of this. Let's jump on into Friday, and we'll start the day with some sunshine, just like we are today. But as we get into the afternoon, we'll start to see some cloud cover, a few isolated showers. This is 5 o'clock. During the evening commute, and you can see that rain is not widespread, just a shower or two, maybe an isolated thunderstorm, and then it's over by around 9 o'clock or so. Saturday is looking nice. We'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. There's 5 o'clock on Saturday, so we may start with a few clouds but end up with sunshine for Saturday afternoon. And then on Sunday, we've been watching a system, but at this point, the models are really pushing it down into South Carolina. So this is Sunday at 9 a.m. Some cloud cover, certainly, but watch how the rain by Sunday at 5 o'clock is way down toward Wilmington and is not really affecting us. So Sunday is really trending drier. I'll let 30% on just because we still have, you know, about 5 days left. The models have been back and forth with that rain on Sunday. So once we see a little consistency, we'll just go ahead and take that 30% off of Sunday. And then Friday, late afternoon, evening, just a few isolated storms. This was not an isolated storm at all. It is the 31st anniversary of the 1993 storm of the century. And we saw feet of snow up and down the mountains of North Carolina on up into the Northeast. Now, we didn't see a whole lot of snow in the Triangle, but this is a system that shut down airports all the way up and down the East Coast, and we saw incredible amounts of snowfall in our mountains. Mount Mitchell at 50 inches, Asheville at 18, Greensboro at about 5.5, but here in the Triangle area, we didn't see a whole lot of snow. Does that sound familiar? This year, we were zero. This is the first year since we've been keeping records that we didn't have at least a trace. But let's enjoy this beautiful weather. Thursday and Friday, highs will be in the low 80s. And we're looking at those temperatures being well above normal, of course. And if we see those 80s, Brett, this is going to be the first time we've seen 80 degrees this year.
I'm looking forward to it.
Are you for it?
It's great golf weather, and I'm okay with no trace of snow.
Yeah. So, I wish we'd had some, but, you know, I don't have a say.
Maybe next year. All right, let's take a look at traffic. We do have some breaking news to get to on 540 at Six Forks Road. We're going to zoom in on that. I'm not seeing any delays on the sensors. That's because the crash is actually on one of the on-ramps. We have Sky 5 above the scene. I want to show you that right now. This is live pictures from Sky 5, and you can see a lot of damage there to that front end of that tractor trailer. We're working to find out the condition of the driver of that tractor trailer. You can see that hit the guardrail there, and they have that rotator truck as they're working to clear the scene. It's a lot of work there, though, that they still have ahead of them to get that off of of the roadways there and reopen that on-ramp. It looks like it's going to be at least another half hour to an hour or so. Could be longer. We're continuing to monitor that all morning long. We have another crash to tell you about that's over off of Durham Road near Old Falls of News Road. I am seeing a little bit of red on the sensors on that one as well. Over in Durham, though, all of the major routes are clear.
Brett, thank you. Coming up, a scary situation going viral, showing two zookeepers trapped inside an enclosure with a gorilla. Coming up in What's Trending, how the two zookeepers remained calm and were able to get to safety.
And just in case you missed it, here's a look at your lottery numbers from the NC Education Lottery.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
A scary encounter with a silverback gorilla is going viral on social media.
Yeah, time to take a look at What's Trending. You can see right here in the video, a gorilla named Elmo charged at one zookeeper. That's when the zookeeper is seen running before, reaching for a door, and then using his radio to call for help. The second zookeeper on the right side of the video was unable to escape until Elmo moved away from the exit. Elmo later ran into the corner, and the second zookeeper got to safety. But goodness gracious, seeing that video. What do you even do in that moment but run?
Mm-hmm. This was at the Fort Worth Zoo in Texas, and it actually happened last fall, but for whatever reason, the video is now making the rounds. The zookeeper was trying to place the lunch in the outdoor habitat, and protocol is the gorillas are moved to the indoor habitat so they could, you know, then get the food, but there was some kind of mix-up, and for some reason, the gorillas were still outside when they were putting the lunch out there. So that's how that whole encounter, I'm glad everyone made it out safely. Well, Neve Campbell is returning to the Scream franchise to reprise her role as Sydney Prescott in Scream 7. She made the announcement on Instagram showing a picture of the script. The script also revealed that Kevin Williamson, the original film's writer, will direct the sequel.
Can I be honest? Yeah. I've never seen any of the Scream movies.
Oh, I watched the early Screams. The first Scream came out in 1996, y'all.
Like Courtney Cox is in them, right?
I mean, this is.
I think Elizabeth's giving me a side eye like I'm supposed to know. I've never seen it myself.
Seven. And we also heard that perhaps some sources say that it may be filmed in Wilmington.
Maybe, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth.
I've never seen any of them either. I don't know. It is going to be a lovely day. The kids at the bus stop this morning are definitely going to want their jackets to start with, temperatures in the mid-40s. But after school, temperatures will be in the upper 70s. I think the parks will be full of people. You'll see people out enjoying the weather. We do have some showers and storms on the way for the beginning of the weekend. I'll show you that coming up.
And WRAL is on the scene of what was a house fire in North Raleigh. You can clearly see investigators still there. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is still present on the scene and will tell us a little bit more about her talk with the homeowner.
And this is a live look at the U.S. Capitol, where today House leaders will vote on a bill that could ban TikTok nationwide. We'll explain how the bill could hurt millions of businesses.